thy help. I again ask your attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and verses 34 and 35. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. Commence this morning to say, and would do so again, and the truth bears repetition, that the writer of this blessed book was given wisdom of God, and any preaching from these words must surely be from that same source of wisdom. We try to deal with the first verse of the text, verse 34, this morning. It spoke of this character who heareth me, and the watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Much was said, and I do not want to go over it, but we closed, I believe, by saying that the scriptures of truth are always speaking well of those that are in the condition and place of need. They're also, of course, of those who are blessed with the supply of that need. Praise and thanksgiving must surely flow from hearts that are touched by his goodness and his love. But as we quoted from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in that Sermon on the Mount, those needy characters, those poor sinners, those who had nothing and desired everything, in God's eyes they are blessed. They're not so in their own. Rather, they would misjudge the condition of their soul as being rather to their own condemnation than their consolation. But here is the blessing, and here is the character whom the Lord calls blessed, the man that heareth me. And the exercise of that man is watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Well, my friends, you know as well as I do, if you are taught of the Spirit, that is no small exercise, that is no light burden, watching daily. The word tells us, if I can quote it rightly, that they esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And if your soul is in exercise, my friends, there's nothing at all that can satisfy that soul, only the revelation of Christ to it. And also that you might be hearers of his voice, comforted by his presence, and go on in the way, leaning upon him, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Whether it is in his house, this description may be formed and found and indeed maintained, or whether it is in the silent watches of the night. My friends, there are gates and there are doors, doors of mercy, entrance into the sacred truths of the gospel, the Blessed Spirit removing the veil that is between and showing the way before you as a way of mercy and blessing. I was reading something this afternoon that was written, that was on the subjects of the veil of the temple. And you will remember that veil hid, as it were, the holiest of all, that place where the high priest went in but once a year on the Day of Atonement. And as he entered into it, he took blood with him for his own sins and the sins of the people. And when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the tree at Calvary, we read that the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. And what did it mean? Well, my friends, it means this, that there was a way into heaven now made, not into the holiest of all, as the temple and the tabernacle would have you to understand, because that dispensation was over and done with. That Old Testament ways and that old covenant provisions was finished, and Christ himself made the way by his rent flesh. That veil was removed. That which separated the congregations from the holiest of all, now it was open to be seen, not needed any more on earth. But my friends, the way to glory was seen in the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Your entrance into heaven shall be through Jesus Christ. Your prayers and supplications this night and at any time is through Christ Jesus. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. But I want to go on, if I may, for a little while. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. It's a wonderful word, isn't it, really? Whoso findeth me, whoever it is, in what condition they are. Not that we might, and we cannot agree with some views of what it is to find him, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, we shall only find him if he finds us. We shall only find him when he's revealed to us. The state of the child of grace often, if you're honest before the Lord this night, is what and where Job was in that chapter 23 when he said this, oh that I knew where I might find him. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when you think of all the loss that he incurred at the hand of Satan. He lost his children, 10 children in a moment, were swept away by death. And then his possessions that made him the richest man of the East was removed. And then lastly, his health and strength was touched. There was three things, really, three tremendous things that one would have quite thought right that he would have sought to be revived and restored and strengthened and brought out of. But the substance of his cry was, his God, oh that I knew where I might find him. And without him, well, it's darkness, isn't it? Without him. If you've not his presence, my friends, well, first of all, if you've known his presence, if there's been those times in your life when you've known his presence and you've heard his voice in seasons past, times past, and now it may be that the day is dark and dismal and distressing, the spiritual pathway is so cast up before you, and you cannot trace his goings, and you cannot see his way, and all is dark, and the beast of the forest stir, and so on, and all the unbelieving spirit rises up within you, my friends, and oh, the sacred remedy to this is Christ, and the revelation of Christ again to your soul. If we just turn to that 23rd chapter of Job, you'll find that cry surely is the language of your soul if you have ever been in this place. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. That was his condition. Oh, how needful it was for a godly man to know his God and to feel his presence and the provision that his presence is to him. Whoso findeth me. My friends, again I say, these blessed characters are indeed those that watch daily at my gates and waiting at the posts of my doors. Because that is what will be, that is what they shall be waiting on and waiting for. We sang those, or you sang, and I sang a few of them anyway, in that hymn, my expectation is from God, then wait my soul upon the Lord. If darkness him surround, his mercies still the same. He never will confound the soul that waits on him. He is my all, of him I'll boast, on him I'll wait, and in him trust. For whoso findeth me findeth life. But then, my friends, he is the same whether it's dark or light. Sometimes we have to walk in the dark, you know, trusting in his word and trusting in his promises, leaning upon him for strength and help and life itself. Whoso findeth me findeth life. And oh, what sweet seasons they are, my friends, when there is that going out after him, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, Jesus Christ here, my friends, is the substance of the desire. Everything else seems secondary and indeed takes second place. But the soul that seeks Christ, Christ only will be satisfied with. And it isn't life without him, surely, you that fear the Lord. It isn't life without him, is it? What sort of religion is it without Christ and without God and without the comfort of their presence and the knowledge of their support and help and provision? Oh, it's but a mere gathering together. My friends, if Christ is not with us, we worship in vain. Whoso findeth me. There is a word here too that underlines this blessed text, or a description anyway that underlines this text, you know. What a mercy is to be a seeking soul. You know, there's nothing dead in a seeking soul. Nothing at all. It's nothing to do with taking up with religion. It's not anything to do with attending this house of God or some other house of God. My friends, it's the evidence and it's the fruit of grace in the soul that makes one a seeker. And the object of the seeking is Christ. In John chapter 6, we have those words. The Lord Jesus Christ had gone across the lake and had entered into the boat with those disciples and said to them, it is I, be not afraid. But those who heard him on the side of the lake went round the lake and found him. And it is described like this. They came seeking for Jesus. My friends, it's a word in season to you and me as we come to the house of God. It's a word in season to you and me when we take up our family worship, whether it's at morning or night time. My friends, it is seeking for Jesus. When you start the day, and oh, I would be brought in total reverence when I say this. My friends, you start well the day when you find Christ Jesus with you. whoso findeth me findeth life. But then, my friends, where will you find him? Where will you find him? Well, I know where you won't find him. I know that well enough, my friends. You won't find him in your old nature. You won't find him either in the things of the world, though his, though the blessing of wisdom and help and strength and understanding is gifts of God. My friends, we're talking about salvation this day, the salvation of your immortal soul. We're talking about those precious things which will so be to you as evidences of life eternal. Those precious things which are in Christ, my friends, for your eternal good here and in glory at last. My friends, where will you find him? Where will he find you? It's not, he's not, he is everywhere in this sense. He is an eternal, everlasting God, self-existent. He was from everlasting, he shall be to everlasting. But my friends, finding him, whoso findeth me, will be those places and seasons of divine appointment, will be those places unlooked for, unexpected, when he shall show himself, and it will be to the refreshing and comfort and mercy of your soul. Whoso findeth me. This is the seeking soul then. This is the soul that's after Christ. This is the soul which the Holy Spirit is pleased to make him to you, though in his absence it may be so, the one thing needful and the altogether lovely. And when he is the sum and substance of your experience, your spiritual experience, my friends, he will be first. And he will be more dear to you than anything else can possibly be, because it will be an eternal mercy and an eternal love that binds your soul and mine to the blessed person of Christ Jesus. You will lose loved ones one day. We all will. Those who are near and dear to us in time, my friends, we shall lose them, or they shall lose us. The day must surely come. It's before us all. How close it is, the Lord knows. My friends, but finding him, you'll never lose him. It shall be in this time state revealed to you. And my friends, that union which is between Christ and the church is an indissolvable union. It cannot separate. I quoted this morning from John chapter 10, and I would quote it again, where the dear Lord Jesus Christ speaks of that union. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. And then he says, in effect, and none shall pluck them from my hand, and neither shall they be plucked from the hands of God who gave them to him. Oh, how safe, my friends, is the people of God. How strong is that covenant, sealed in the precious blood of Christ. Whoso findeth me. Well, my friends, come back to the question. It will be this, where he'll find you. Oh, look for him in the means of grace. That's where he's promised to be. For where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. My friends, look for him in the throne of grace. Pray to know him at the means of grace. Pray to know him. Pray to realize that though you gather in his house, that he is with you there. Whoso findeth me findeth life. But look for him too, you that fear the Lord, in the way in which he is leading you. Oh, how it's a crown, as it were, how the pathway is crowned with his goodness when his presence is found there. What a seal to your spiritual pathway when you can find Christ there. Whoso findeth me. Oh, my friends, the seeking soul is a most blessed character. He's a most sacred character. Would the Lord grant us more seeking souls. O those that hunger and thirst for the things of God, those that seek him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. O the Lord grant us a gracious diligence to search out and seek for him whom one's soul loveth. That lovely word in the Song of Solomon comes back then to me, where the bride goes forth looking for Christ, seeking after him, longing for him. There was a sweet and precious union between her and the bridegroom. Sing ye him whom my soul loveth. That's their cry. And my friend, she had to go on, and she came to the watchman, and she said, and it was but a moment that I passed from the watchman, and I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. You may know these seasons in the house of God. Would the Lord so grant it to us this day, and at other times we gather here that we might find Christ here? I've thought many a time in these days of declension, we long to see the presence of the people of God in his house. Some can't be here because of those things which detain them and does not permit them to be here. Circumstances will not permit them to be here, my friends. But let not that distress you and trouble you much, but rather seek out and search and find and be comforted with this, that the Lord Jesus Christ is there. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Whoso findeth me, findeth life. But then, my friends, we just want to mention this too. Where will a sinner find a Saviour? Where will a devil-tempted sinner? Where will a sinner that is plagued with the iniquity of his nature, that groans under the burden of sin, that mourns because they cannot be delivered and cannot find a means or way of which they might find relief or peace to their conscience? My friends, as a coming sinner with a burden of sin, where will he be revealed? Because that's where you'll find him, as he's revealed. Well, in Luke's Gospel and chapter 23, we find a place there, my friends, where you will find him. But you will find him as he's revealed. This is no exercise of the flesh, you know. This is not something that you've determined in your natural mind to put before you. This is not something approaching self-righteousness at all. My friends, this is mercy. This is the Holy Spirit's revelation. This is his guiding hand. This is the eye of faith opened to see him whom your soul loves. Well, my friends, where will the poor, wretched, undone, indeed distressed sinner find him? Well, I tell you where. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, that's where you'll find him. That's where you'll find him. There they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Oh, have you been there by faith? Have you had a view of Calvary by faith? And see that blessed one crucified for sinners, crucified for his church, crucified in the place where God would have him as the sacrifice made for sin. My friends, oh, that the Holy Spirit will draw the veil away and open the eyes of faith, and you'll see him there, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, that's where a sinner would want to find him. Oh, behold him, my friends, nailed to the tree. And there again, my friends, there's something very precious there. Oh, that we might attain to that which is precious. Oh, that we might have shown to us and revealed to us in faith, receive it and believe it, my friends, in this, that you might see him there in a personal way. The soldiers pierced his side, is true, but we have pierced him through and through. Real religion's got revelation in it, my friends. Nothing to do with custom and letter. Nothing to do with how much you know the Old Testament and New Testament accounts, my friends. It's what you've in your heart. It's what you know of Christ is saving. What the Spirit of God will be so gracious and kind and merciful to reveal to your very soul. This is interest in Christ, you know. This is not some abject negative way of believing in the gospel. This is the revelation that you and I must and will seek for if we've got grace. And my friend, then you will know him. The dear apostle writing to the church in Philippi said, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. My friends, it might be said by many a wise man, well, we thought Paul knew quite a bit of Christ. Well, he did know quite a bit. My friends, you can never know too much of Christ. But whoso findeth me. But then let us bring this before you also, my friends, the seasons and times that you have previously known has, as it were, disappeared in the darkness of unbelief. Those previous seasons, those previous times, those withdrawings now of his presence, those hidings of his face, well, has brought a darkness and a distress in the soul. And here is the cry of one who once knew him and desires again to know him. Reveal unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. There's nothing, my friends, more blessed than restoring grace to a poor sinner. Restoring grace. That time and season and place you have you trust known, and yet now walking in darkness and have no light. No joy with your experience, no joy in your attendance on the Lord's house, no joy when you come before the throne of grace in supplication and prayer, because he's hid his face. And that's a chastening, my friends, to God's people. That's a true chastening. Whoso findeth me, that he may be revealed again to you and to me, that he might once more communicate to our poor soul, well, how dark the pathway is, if it is a Christless pathway. How dark it is, how dismal, how distressing. I wait, indeed, my friends, you and I must surely be found there, waiting for this revelation, whoso findeth me. But then, my friends, is the blessing of finding him. That season and time of blessing that brings a poor sinner and a saviour together, findeth me, findeth life. You know, we read in our reading the words of the dear Apostle John. And so we read these words, and this is the record that God hath given to us. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. My friends, there couldn't be anything more simple nor more solemn. The evidence of a real work in your soul and mine, my friends, is as you and I may be blessed with in that sacred possession, having Christ. I said, I believe in prayer this morning that we might know him in this house of God this day. And then I said, Lord, make it a little closer in our hearts. We don't want a religion, my friends, that's that's based on four walls and a ceiling, do we? We don't want a religion, really, that says to us, in effect, well, when you go to chapel, you'll find him. What about Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays? My friends, what about those times? Well, may he be in your heart and mine, and he'll be with you all the time. Whoso findeth me findeth life. Well, go back a moment or two to that word in the 23rd of Luke, of a place called Calvary. And if you are a poor, perishing sinner this night that seeks mercy for Jesus' sake, that comes crying for a revelation of him, looking to him that he might show himself, my friends, that blessed place, if the Spirit of truth will be so kind and merciful, will show you Christ, will show you life. You think of that instance again in that same chapter, where there was found crucified with Christ a dying thief. Well, we may use the hymn writer's words only to confirm what the blessing was. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there have I, the hymn writer said, and some change it to there, may I, as vile as he, wash all my sins away. It was a place when he was revealed, wasn't it? Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoso findeth me, findeth life. And what hung on those words? My friends, have you been there sometimes? I remember at times, especially in the afflictions of the pathway, when everything hung, as it were, in a balance, and I didn't know which way the balance was going to fall, either to my condemnation or my salvation. But there the dear dying thief was crucified. There we read in the Gospels that he railed upon Christ as the other did, but in Luke's Gospel we find there that he inquires after Christ. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. What a view he must have had of Christ Jesus, a view by faith, of course, that there the sinless one, the Son of the Highest, Christ Jesus incarnate, was crucified on the cross as the Saviour of his people. What a cry went from his heart. Whoso findeth me findeth life. And the answer to the cry, my friends, it was life eternal. That was the answer. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. There he was on the verge of eternity. In that hopeless condition, he had some understanding of the truth that he was judged guilty as a sinner. He justified God and he justified the judge and his own condemnation as a sinner. But casting himself, my friends, upon the mercy that was in Christ Jesus and laying before Christ the very desire of his soul, and oh, what lay in the answer. Have you ever wondered, my friends, what lies in the answer to prayer? Oh, the words of grace, the words of mercy, the words of hope, the words of comfort. My friends, the Lord speak to your soul, and my friends, he'll speak mercy to your guilty soul. He'll speak pardon to your sinful heart. Oh, he will. My friends, to the seeking soul, whoso findeth me findeth life. And there was life in the answer. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. There was life. Eternal life at his request to every saint is given. Safety on earth and after death, the plenitude of heaven. Have you some answers that you can look back on this night? And the very answer was life. Again, Job said in that 23rd chapter, Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he will put strength in me. My friends, when he speaks life. He speaks life to his people, I mean. Oh, don't let anyone go from this chapel tonight saying that we've preached universal salvation, my friends. Nothing of the sort. This is the seeking soul. My friends, we'll keep to the character. Blessed is the man that whom God says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoso findeth me findeth life. May you find him in his house. That's where he's appointed his blessings of his people, in his house, but not only in his house. May you know him in your house. May you know him in the darkness of the night seasons. May you know him when, my friends, you are, as it were, separated from the world, in bodily at least. But there's been some times, you know, when even amongst the world, when the Lord has so sweetly spoken into the soul, my friends, it's brought life. Whoso findeth me findeth life. And when it is so much more blessed, my friends, when it is almost to you as if spiritual life is ebbing out. It seems as if one more burden, one more trial will drive you to despair. It seems as though the condemnation because of your sin within and the slips and falls that we're guilty of, well, my friends, it was as if you were waiting for the sentence that will confine you to the pit. I spoke somewhere recently or said something recently about that dear woman, perhaps it was here, who was caught in the act of adultery, and they brought her to Christ, waiting for a word of condemnation. The law said stone her, the law said condemn her, the law of Moses said that they should put her to death. But you know, my friends, where the law was indeed to be enacted, mercy overruled the law. Mercy in Christ Jesus. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And those words were life. My friends, it delivered her from the justice of the law of God. It delivered her because the justice of the law of God was meted out upon the Saviour as the sinner's surety. Whoso findeth me findeth life. Well, isn't it so, my friends, when he speaks to you? When he drops a word in season to your poor, dark, distressed, conditioned soul? When all around seems to be dark and dismal and distressing and it seems as though, well, things go from bad to worse. The hidings of his face make darkness. The withdrawing of his presence brings distress. But then when he speaks, and it's like what we often have to pray here, you know. We meet on a day that commemorates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But let the power, may the power of the resurrection work in our hearts, my friends, and then that is life to the soul. Whoso findeth me findeth life. Then again, my friends, the Lord grants you through his Spirit liberty at the throne of grace, groaning and sighing over your condition, praying in his holy name, pleading the name of Jesus Christ, begging for Christ's sake as you pray before him at the throne of grace. My friends, what brings life to the soul? Answers of peace will bring life. Answers of peace. A demonstration of his mercy, his condescending love, that such a wretch can be encouraged by the Spirit to cast your burden on the Lord, commit your way unto him, and oh, in that moment of time of need, his appearance, my friends, it gives life. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. Well, my friends, there's nothing more precious than the Lord's favour. His smile, his approbation. Remember me. Psalmist said, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. And aren't they not a favoured people? They've got a God in glory that fights their battles, hears their complaints, appears for them, delivers them, and they've got a blessed Jesus Christ at God's right hand, who in their room and place instead suffered for them, died for them, rose again for them, and entered into glory and is a mediator between God and men on their behalf, and shall obtain favour of God. My friends, what a sacred, sacred thing it is to be a grace-taught soul. The favour of the Lord. It doesn't matter what the people of the world think of you and me. They may show favours, but they don't mean anything, my friends. They're dying sinners. But the favour of God is an eternal favour. It's an unchangeable favour. And there's something else too, my friends. It's a favour that rests on his people because of his love to them. Whoso findeth me findeth life. If you are the subjects of the love of Christ, my friends, it's an eternal favour. And what blessings are there, and shall obtain, and my friends, they shall obtain favour of God at what cost? Free to a poor sinner. Free to a poor sinner. But oh, what cost to Christ? Eternal favours, wonderful favours, my friends. I heard of the loss of our dear friend at Penstanton a week ago yesterday. And oh, there was much distress, of course, and there is still in my soul. The favour of God, taken from the evil to come, delivered from a body of affliction and sin. My friends, but that blessed departure is to be with Christ, which is far better. And his God will be their God and will bring them through. One said to them that, and please don't pass this on, but one said to them past midnight last Saturday, you keep together as a family, and one said, we've got a God in heaven that will take care of us. My friends, that was a witness before the world of this glorious truth that's in this word. We've got a God in glory that will take care of us. And I believe he does and will and shall do and has done too in this dispensation. Whoso findeth me, my friends, will he ever leave his people? Depart from his people? Well, he never will. Correct them, chasten them. He'll do so in love, but he'll never leave them. And he's in glory on their behalf, and they shall be with him one day. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. Amen.
Notice this today, Father, God willing, there will be a prayer meeting on Wednesday evening, and our pastor will preach next Lord's Day. Just close preaching service with hymn 738. Jesus, how heavenly is the place where thy dear people wait for thee, where the rich fountain of thy grace stands ever open, full and free. Hungry and poor and lame and blind, Hither the blood-brought children fly. In thy deep wounds they awesome find, and live while they behold thee die. Hymn 738.
Forgiveness for all that has been amiss in thy sight, and thy blessing on thy word, And dear Lord, we pray now for that thou wilt be with us at thy table. Oh, meet with us there. Lord, when we have of you that suffering, that solemn suffering and death, we might by faith view it and see mercy in it for sinners and especially for us. Lord, oh, we might find thee there. Whoso findeth me, oh, we would find thee at the table. Thou instituted it, Lord. Thou saidst, do this in remembrance of me. Visit us there, Lord. And oh, soften our hearts there. Bring us under that sweet sense of thy presence and thy blessing there. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, remain with us, both now and forever. Amen.